This is WKAR Online. As the end of the year approaches, Michigan State University President Luana Simon is reflecting on 2012 and looking ahead to 2013. She spoke with WKAR's Scott Pohl about the state of affairs at MSU. They began with a look at projects that wrapped up on campus this year, starting with the opening of the Broad Art Museum.
I think it is a place that you can go to often. I think that surprises people because as they thought about Kresge, very small space, and if you were there once, you probably would not go back again until the exhibition changed. Same is true for some of the work at the MSU Museum. So I think that the Broad's nature with the galleries, with what's there, require people to sort of take another look. And that's what you really want in challenging people's imagination and in some ways challenging their feelings, as only art can do. So it's been really terrific. The Broad took most of the headlines internationally, but we began the year with the opening of the addition to Wells Hall, which I think will have profound impact on the languages, the teaching of language. The national press right now indicates that enrollment in the humanities is growing in languages, a bit away from English, English departments in literature, but growing in languages as those become more and more important in global understanding. The jobs are there. And so that beginning the year with the Wells Hall, and then a little bit earlier, the College of Nursing's addition also is a very critical area for the future of the state and the country. So I think you put all of those things together, it was really a dynamic fall semester.
Let's not leave the Union Building out. Lots of work has been completed there, too.
It has, and it'll be interesting to see how it evolves, because we have a generation of students for whom the Union Building was not a destination in any definition, unless you happen to have a meeting. And what we're trying to do is reinvigorate the Union as a genuine destination for students, community members, and alumni in ways that we think can build back more energy, and having it be the neighborhood for the north part of campus, I think, will also help. But it's going to take a little bit of time because the students are wondering if we wanted to be in the north area, why we didn't do something on the other side of Grand River for off-campus students. I think so it just means we have a lot of work to do about reestablishing the Union.
Let's look ahead to 2013. What are one or two of the major projects on your agenda?
Well, FRIB always will remain a major project on our agenda. Preliminary information from the conference committee is positive if they can get over the fiscal cliff discussions. And then there are a number of bills that will simply roll out for the FY 13-14 allocations. There's been enormous congressional support from our senators, as well as from representatives, our own Mike Rogers, as well as Representative Dingell, Representative Upton, and Representative Camp, who are in, particularly Upton and Camp, in very strong positions in the House in leadership roles. So this has been a bipartisan, across-the-state effort, and we just have to sustain that, while at the same time the lab had an unprecedented review that was so positive. There were no recommendations other than finding a funding profile. So we feel really good about where we are. We just have to sort of hope that Washington sometime resolves all of these issues in a way that's good for the country.